SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric. There's a Volvo
It was a defining moment in Australian history.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup. He scores! Australia have got it!
That was the night of November the 16th, 2005, when Socceroos member John Aloisi scored a penalty against Uruguay in front of more than 83,000 fans packed into Sydney's Olympium Stadium. Others watched around the country, including around 8,000 fans in Melbourne's Federation Square, hoping to witness the historic moment in SBS history. And some of the key players of the night, including Aloisi, Mark Schraser and Joseph Scocco, have reunited in Melbourne to reflect on the night that forever changed Australian football. John Aloisi says that night is a good memory for him.
The whole evening just had that belief and confidence that we were going to qualify for some reason. Just had that aura about it. And taking that penalty was just, as I said, I never took any penalties. So for that to kind of be my first penalty was extra special. And I'd still take it the same day, same way today.
The Socceroos great has been coaching at the A-League club Western United for the past 3 years. He remains in a holding pattern after the club's expulsion. But while his coaching career remains uncertain, Aloisi says he's watching many young players making their best kicks on the field.
We've got a number of players who I think in the 23s who are knocking on the door and not too far away. And we give them that belief and that encouragement to go and, you know, play their game, play their football. They've been really good in the past year with us. That's what they're striving for. They want to play for the Socceroos. And a World Cup around the corner makes it extra bit enticing for them.
Another hero in the game against Uruguay was Mark Schraser, whose penalty saves set the stage for Australia to win the penalty shootout. He says sometimes when he watches the footage, he still gets goosebumps.
We all knew, we've talked about so many times how important that moment was going to be one day if we ever qualify for a World Cup. And then obviously when you accomplish it, the realisation, the satisfaction, and then the overwhelming sense of relief that football is on the map and people take it seriously.
The watershed moment on November the 16th, 2005, ignited a golden era. Next year's tournament in North America will mark the Socceroos' sixth consecutive World Cup finals appearance. Schraser, meanwhile, is preparing for another career highlight as one of seven people inducted into the Sport Australia Hall of Fame in Melbourne. Mark Schraser says he's relieved that following the victory in 2005, football has become an important sport in Australia.
You know, look at the momentum since then. We've qualified every single World Cup since then. And football has certainly gained a lot of respect. And I believe that people hold it in the right kind of place where it deserves to be. And certainly in a country like Australia that's so rich in incredible sports. I'm a firm believer that, you know, football doesn't need to overtake anyone, doesn't need to be better than anyone. It just needs to be alongside some of the other great codes in this country.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin two, or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.